Hello, Star Tribe. How are you? How has your week been? I had my 39th solar return on Tuesday. It's a special time of the year, and I wanted to share something on that and the energy that's swirling around at the moment. So, welcome to today's astrological update and happy equinox to you. Today, I'll be sharing some info on equinox energetics. And speaking a little bit on October's upcoming eclipses. So make yourself a cuppa and get yourself comfy and take what you need from this share. This Saturday, this weekend, September 23rd, actually, at 4:49 p.m. exact Australian Eastern Standard Time here in the Southern Hemisphere, we welcome the spring equinox and the arrival of the pagan celebration of new life. Ostara. If you are in the Northern Hemisphere, you will be greeting the autumn equinox and the celebration of Mabon, the second harvest, and that will be exact at the hour that's applicable to your time zone. The equinoxes are a pivotal time in the turning of the seasons where the sun meets the equator and begins a new cycle, either ascending here in the Southern Hemisphere, where our days will now become longer from here now until the summer solstice on December 21st. And in the Northern Hemisphere, you'll be experiencing now the sun descending and your days growing shorter from now until the winter solstice for you in December, December 21st. The term equinox is actually derived from the Latin words equi, which means equal, and nox, which means night. So, in both the southern and northern hemispheres, we reach a checkpoint in the solar cycle where the daylight hours are equal to night all over the globe. This is an energetic threshold that lends opportunity for rebalancing, recalibrating, and resetting. At this auspicious time of the year, equity and harmony are woven into all living things on Earth, and the magic is palpable. This is a powerful time to honor and appreciate the arrival of a new chapter, giving thanks for what has been and what is now to come. Following the equinox this weekend, we have a full moon in Aries at 6 degrees. On September 29th, and it'll be exact at 7:57 p.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Savings Time. And this culmination point in the lunar cycle bears the fruit from the new moon in Aries back on March 22nd, which fell on the last equinox. Consider this upcoming full moon a release point, a time to set yourself free. The Aries full moon brings heightened energy and a hair-raising impulse to take a risk or slap a bitch. You choose. The conflicting energies of the Aries Libra axis suggest tension in social dynamics and a real call for a self-centered decision to be made. October is just around the corner and carries with it celestial events that we've all been waiting for. Venus pre-shadow commenced back on June 19th. So, after a long and deeply transformative retrograde period that many of us are actually quite lucky to have survived, that was intense, we can now let those lessons integrate as Venus post-shadow ends October 7th. Pluto stations direct October 11th after 5 months retrograde. So, this is often an intense planetary shift that invites the truth of a situation to the surface after a long-awaited search for deeper meaning. And as confronting as this, you may find this, as confronting as it may initially feel, embrace the revelation. A key to your fate lies within this new discovery. Know your power and remember the things that you can control. Just 4 days after Pluto stations direct, the new moon solar eclipse in Libra arrives at 21 degrees, and so too does the turbulence that eclipse season brings. This is quite an auspicious eclipse for a number of reasons. We've not had a solar eclipse in this cardinal air sign since October of 2005, and the last lunar eclipse in Libra was back in April of 2015. In 2024, however, we have both a solar and lunar eclipse in Libra in the same year. And Libra eclipses have a great impact on relationships and social dynamics. Eclipses are always 2 weeks apart. So after the solar eclipse, we have a full moon lunar eclipse in Taurus at 5 degrees. The Taurus eclipses were quite prominent through 2022. So this celestial event brings karmic stirrings from last year and an opportunity to revisit the themes that were presented to us then. The Taurus eclipses have a great impact on financial systems, foundations, the material world, and our sense of security within it. Now, eclipses are intense change bringers that symbolize major checkpoints in our lives. They carry immense transformative power. In 2023, we have 4 eclipses in total, activating both the cardinal axis and fixed axis. Solar eclipses carry supreme celestial magic, and they affirm that which is presently emerging within the heart of mankind. Their arrival marks a time of exciting new beginnings and fresh starts. And lunar eclipses are the culmination point where we meet a crossroads. They symbolize the end of a cycle and can be a complex cauldron of profound energy that shakes and breaks and makes us, forcing great change and memorable realizations. When we consider the eclipses as wild cards, these pivotal points in the lunar cycle really bring the monumental moments we don't ever forget. And for all of us, they surely deliver the aha moments we never thought possible and the evolution that must occur in order for us to spiritually and emotionally progress. Now, I've added an eclipse survival guide for you to refer to when we get to eclipse season next month. So refer back to this when you need to. Eclipse survival guide. Make your decisions after the eclipses pass. The eclipse portals are quite turbulent energy, so wait for that energy to settle before you make any big decisions. Avoid trying to predict anything and embrace the unexpected. And make time for rest and reflection. Journal if you need to. It'll help bring some awareness to what's going on in your world. Keep your energy grounded and be prepared to let go, to let in. Eclipses almost always bring great endings and new beginnings. They're inevitable. So ready yourself for that change. Refrain from casting spells or manifesting. Just let the universe do the work and release control. Allow the passage of time to shift. Go with the flow and follow the path of the least resistance. Practice gratitude for the gifts that eclipses bring. Sometimes we can't even see that. We can't even see what decision needs to be made. We're not in control. So sometimes the universe, sometimes we need to leave it up to the gods and the goddesses to create the changes that we haven't been able to make for ourselves. So practice that gratitude for the gifts eclipses bring. Face the truth, accept it, and move on. Protect your energy, anchor it, anchor your energy all month. Avoid taking action under an eclipse. Personally, I avoid gatherings and big events under eclipses. The energy is just too immense. It's too big. And traditionally, people are advised to stay inside during eclipse season, during that eclipse portal. So thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. Big love to you. Thank you for being here. Big hugs from me to you.